This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. The final hour of the show. If you missed any of it, get the Tobin and Leroy podcast.
That Dua Lipa, she's a tall drink of water.
Yeah,
that's well, how the old say it.
The old do like to say a tall drink of water.
Tall drink of water.
Let's get to headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock. The Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Anthony Davis actually is speaking today, although it doesn't look like he's having a press conference. He's just doing a scrum. He says on his initial reaction, "I was shocked. I didn't know. I was actually at home. I was about to watch a movie with my wife, and I got the phone call. I had no idea. Now I'm kind of over it, just getting ready to play for Dallas." All right, he's handling it in stride. Hey, he's been through trades before. He had a very public forcing out.
Yep,
with the New Orleans Pelicans. Meanwhile, let's get to this. The Heat are back on the hardwood tonight against the Bulls. Tip off from United Center is set for 8 o'clock. Coverage on 560 begins at 6:45 with preheat. On 790, we got the Panthers and Capitals. That puck drop is at 7 o'clock. For a big time matchup. But here's the latest Jimmy Butler report. This is from Chris Haynes.
Are we gonna be mad? Or are we just gonna
probably I gotta be honest with you. I've read it a couple times here and I'm a little confused.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Okay.
But here's what Chris Haynes writes, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Sources. Jimmy Butler's camp has repeatedly told the Heat he's in shape, healthy, and ready to continue his career and move past this immediately. Their messaging to the Heat has been to negotiate best deal possible, and once in red zone, if team is granted permission by Miami to speak with Butler's rep to discuss his long-term future, that dialogue would be welcomed. To date, no team has asked for permission.
Wow. What are we doing?
That's it, dude. Bridges burned.
So, like, am I to read this as Jimmy Butler's going to stop the bull bleep if he has to come back and play?
We falling for that again?
Are you kidding me?
Are we falling for that for the
no
third
way, time? Dude.
Listen, hold on.
Fool me once.
I said this when this all started. Jimmy is making it extremely difficult to do anything that he wants done.
Mm-hmm.
And now, dude, we just supposed to say, oh, come on back, buddy.
No.
His camp has repeatedly has told the Heat he's in shape.
Yeah, okay, great.
Healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And ready to continue his career and move past this immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Their messaging to the Heat has been to negotiate best deal possible.
Mm-hmm.
And once in the red zone, If that team is granted permission by Miami to speak with Butler's rep to discuss a long-term future, that dialogue would be welcomed. To date, no team has asked for permission. However, Jimmy, Bernie, have we not had multiple reports of teams that maybe didn't seek permission being told, we don't want to play there? Because you only wanted permission to go to one team. And now maybe that team, which, let's be honest about this, okay? You guys have tried to squeeze your way to Phoenix. You know what? I don't even begrudge you that. Players want to get to where they want to get to. But, however, you guys forgot a big loose end, which is even the Miami Heat have no control over the only player they're willing to trade on if he wants to be traded. Even if the Miami Heat were held hostage right now and were forced to take Bradley Beal for Jimmy Butler, do you know who it's up to? Bradley Beal. And if he doesn't want to go,
probably should have thought about that before you made a stink.
Even if the Heat were like, you know what? We think we can fix Bradley Beal. And you know, we don't even want any picks. It's up to Bradley Beal. And if he doesn't want to go because he loves Phoenix, Mrs. Beal loves Phoenix, the baby Beals love Phoenix, guess what, dude? You should have gotten a no trade clause. But unfortunately, your agent is too busy fake beefing on Twitter with Shams and screenshotting flight information.
Damage is done.
So, that's a problem. And now all of a sudden, you want permission to seek long-term negotiations. Well, I don't know. Call me crazy. Maybe you might want to call up your boy JT there with Memphis and say, see, you guys have won 9 out of 10. Maybe I could ball out and help you guys win the West. What a novel concept. But you want to move past it immediately. The Heat did try and move past it. You know what they tried to do? Said your ass is benched for Haywood Highsmith. You walked out of the gym. I mean, people keep saying like, oh, he's going to make it uncomfortable. He's going to make it uncomfortable. Okay, well, guess what, guys? He already tried to come back from a suspension. And the Heat said, guess what, dude? You're not playing. You're going to be on the bench. And he wasn't cool with that uncomfortability. Couldn't deal with it. Hey, would Highsmith over me? So, great. I'm glad that they're sitting here. Once we're in the red zone, we want permission. That would be welcomed. But unfortunately, dude, you've sat here pissing on your trade market the entire time because you've been obsessed about getting to a place that's impossible for you to get to because the guy you have to be traded for doesn't want to be traded. But do tell. Do tell how the Heat are doing wrong by you.
I'm exhausted. I'm literally exhausted with the flippity flop. It's torture. Torture.
You want it's us, exhausting, you want us, and he wait. Made it very hard to ignore, and now he wants to move quickly past it. No.
And let's all ask this question. Can we believe Jimmy?
No.
Based on what he said and he's done? Because I got to tell you.
No.
Because I got to tell you. Would we kind of be upset with Spo if Spo put him back just to see?
Is there one person out in this audience right now that would welcome Jimmy Butler back to play for the Miami Heat?
After what has transpired.
I'll hear you. 305-567-0560. If there's one person, I'll hear the case. I'll hear you out. I'm not rude. 305.
Well.
I'm not rude.
What was that?
You're not rude.
I'm not rude. If there's one person out there who say, Jimmy, you got a little crazy, bygones be bygones, I'll hear it out. Oh, here's one. Hey, Ricardo. Ricardo.
Yo.
How are you,
hey,
buddy?
Toby.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. So would you welcome Jimmy Butler back, bygones be bygones.
Absolutely.
Really?
And you know, I've been the heckler that's called throughout the weeks, you know, in support of Jimmy coming back throughout all of this time. And for the sole purpose of eventually, like, you know, the deadline's coming up and both sides are going to be like, well, ain't nothing we could do till the summer when the season's over. So, Jimmy, you like the ball, right? You don't want to lose any more money and stuff? Go play basketball. Go sit next to Kevin Love and be a disgruntled maniac if you feel like it, but eventually he's going to get over it. The Heat are a playoff team, and for some reason he wants to go to a team that's worse in record and in a harder conference and are probably not going to do anything in the playoffs, in contrast to Miami, who's competing, is in the zone, and they're only getting better and have players to back it up to prove it. So it's all on Jimmy now at this point. Maybe give him a week of uncomfortability. You know, it feels like that. And then maybe he'll pull up his pants up and lace it up, and then we're right back to it, back to work.
Very
I'm
optimistic.
Holding out for it.
You're very optimistic, Crow, and a very forgiving person.
I'm trying. That's Jimmy Butler we're talking about. Look at everything he's done for our team.
He was Jim VP, but I don't know if those days are...
Leroy, Jim VP, come on, one more time.
That was a long time ago.
He's not going to say that.
You ain't getting me.
Leroy has said that.
You a sucker. Listen,
I don't know.
Hey, you looking down the tracks, and you see those two lights coming, and you thinking, mm-hmm. This time it's not going to be a train. Meep, meep. Tell me you don't have the feeling that you put yourself out there and you're gonna fall for the okie doke again.
Probably, Leroy. Probably, but to be honest with you, I don't know. Something tells me if Jimmy can stay and just get over it himself.
There is nothing that tells you Jimmy could get over it.
He won't.
We have a trade.
Big Face Coffee.
All right, Ricardo,
get himself a cup.
Right, Ricardo, we got a trade.
What do you mean we got a trade?
We got a trade.
Don't do that thing, though, where you tell me about Jonas Ilgauskas getting picked up by...
We have a trade!
All right, okay, what do we... Who what? Tell me!
The Philadelphia 76ers...
I cannot detail.
Uh-huh. ...have traded...
Oh?
...for...
Hmm?
Quentin Grimes from Dallas Mavericks. Caleb Martin is going to the Dallas Mavericks. Caleb Martin's a Dallas Maverick!
Just can't trust this guy.
Man, he was a 76er for like 3 seconds.
Yeah. I bet it was worth it, dude.
3 seconds. Breaking my heart.
Hope it was worth it. Look at everyone who leaves us. Mm-hmm. And everyone wants to know, Max Strus is doing fine. Is he?
Look at his hair.
Doing fine? Look at his hair.
He is doing
Hold
fine.
Hold on. Let's hear.
He's going through something.
Javon, what's up, man?
Hey, what up, players?
How are you?
I'm good, man. So, yeah, I am being optimistic. Like Leroy say, I think Jimmy can come back and probably come back as playoff Jimmy in a regular season just to get over this. But I think him and a lot of other players have seen that the power have changed right back to the owners, and they're trying to be on their best behavior now because anybody can get it now.
Kevin Garnett got very mad at Jimmy Butler, and so did his boy Jeff Teague, because Jeff Teague has been pretty pro Jimmy in all this, and he had said that, dude, you're gonna send us to non-guaranteed contracts, like with stuff like this, stunts like this,
right?
So, I don't know though, dude. Seems to me the damage is done.
Damage is done.
And I love Jimmy. You know, I was for paying Jimmy, but.
Also, the you mentioned the players. Like, how are the players responding?
Players are done with it, dude.
They're done with it, dude.
The I'm only guy you're going to get to do jokey jokes with is Kevin Love.
Which I've had enough of.
So you guys can sit on the bench together and get off fire memes.
Yeah. Why don't you send that guy?
But I don't think, dude, Spo hasn't said his name since the Joy back press conference.
Ooh.
So.
Joy.
I. What?
Joy Butler.
Yeah. What?
Just like that's the last.
I wouldn't really say it like that.
Yeah, I guess that's the person's name, but.
560, you're on the air. What's your name? 560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Terrence.
Hey, Terrence. What's up, buddy? You're talking to Tobin and Leroy. Hey.
Yeah, I was talking about the question about Jimmy.
Go ahead.
I would welcome him back, but I wouldn't want him back in the locker room. I think the young team that's playing, they're producing. they're showing their talent. I think the chemistry as well. Bam is coming out of his shell. I wouldn't want him back in that locker room because I think that would stunt the growth of everybody in that locker room.
I just think they're definitely, they got to be over it at this point. Like the players, like, man, like how big is, imagine this, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, they say, Tyler, Bam, come in here. Jimmy's coming back. Like how bad is the eye roll from those two? Like
so bad you can actually hear it.
It's just, yeah. Yeah.
How you feeling, buddy?
I'm just exhausted, dude. I'm exhausted. Exhausted.
This time it's not the lunch. It's Jimmy.
And it's not the jet lag either, is it?
No, it's just I'm exhausted.
Not sure how you can introduce him though without, you know, the whole locker room thing.
I'm tired of I'm literally tired of talking about this. Right?
I'm sorry.
And it's terrible that he has flip-flopped and gone back and forth so many times that I think he overplayed his hand. Somebody in his camp said, ain't nothing going to happen if you're not playing basketball. And they wait till 3 days before the trade deadline to determine this? Yeah. Nope.
It would be welcomed if you guys talked to us about a long-term deal with would it? Guess what, dude? Hey, can you pop up the phone here for a second? Here, Jimmy. Here's the team's calling. Oh, hold on 1 second. There's hey, Leroy, I got the Phoenix Suns on the line. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me think. Hey, Golden State's on the line for a long-term deal. Rats lost. Oh, you know what? This I see this area code. It's from Memphis. Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. It's the Clippers. The Clippers must be calling for a long-term deal. Oh, Joel Embiid must be bailing you out. He wants to do a Paul George, so a long-term deal in Philly? All right, well, that's strange. I thought somebody was coming through. Sacramento. That's a team we haven't heard of.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. All right. Not a lot of options.
5-6, you're on the air. What's your name?
Yeah, he wants to do a Paul George.
Hello, 5-6, you're on the air. Turn your radio off. Be a pro.
Be a pro.
Get that guy in the see if he can fix it.
Okay.
Wow, lashing out on the caller.
We're all just like
Stunt Steve says New Orleans. I don't see. Oh, New Orleans is. Let me see. They must want to talk about a long-term deal with Jimmy Butler. They must. They must want to talk a long-term deal with Jimmy Butler. I gotta think. And that's where it's going to go. I actually can't do the bit right now because Marcos is fixing the phone lines. Mm-hmm. But
do you think anyone at one point just starts laughing into the phone and it hangs up?
I don't know.
I would.
I'm not sure. Maybe Marcos just screened somebody who wants to give a long term deal to Jimmy Butler.
Unfortunately, let me see.
Oh, got us again. Who's on line two, Marcos?
On line two is our boy Ralph. I don't know his name. I didn't get his name. I didn't get his name. I just wanted to make
5-6, you're on the air. Hello?
What's going on, man? This Desmond from Miami, man.
What's up,
calling
buddy?
Calling by Jimmy Butler, man.
Would you welcome him back?
Jimmy Butler can get the f*** out of Miami, man.
Wow.
Fair.
Well, I guess.
Look, I appreciate the passion.
Hold on.
Correct.
Hold on.
Correct.
All right. Was his name Desmond? Is that what he said?
I didn't have a name for him. Did not have a name.
Well, I was going to get him back on the air.
All right.
Really?
Oh, let's see if
you
I can
You want to do that
back.
Again?
Well, yeah. I wanted to finish his point.
I mean, his point was pretty
straightforward right there. He was direct and to the point, yep. Right? Yep. And no need.
Definitely, he said we were all set.
Well, definitely don't need to revisit it.
Hold on. He's calling back.
Oh, is he?
Really
just tell him. Hold on.
Yes.
Put him on hold.
All right.
Tell him I'm going to talk to him.
Yes.
But this time, no F words, if he could.
You got it.
If he could.
If he could spare us.
If he could, no F bombs.
You got it.
Just because we're not allowed to do that. But I would like him to make his point if he could do it without the F bombs. I'm fine. I understand. We're in an emotional time right now. High tension. Stun Steve says Robbie would have had a heart attack. Oh, dude, you don't even know. He would have been so beside himself. All right.
You would have seen him shaking on the screen.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
All right. What's his name again?
Okay. Antonio.
Antonio. Okay. Hey, yo, Antonio.
I'm calling from Miami. I'm a diehard Miami fan. I watch you guys all day, every day. I'm headed to work right now.
Go ahead,
Jimmy Butler. You know, I like him and all that, but, man, no one man is bigger than the family, man. You got to go, bro. You got to go, man.
I mean, he's right.
So no shot you'd welcome him back?
No shot at all, man. No shot at all. Okay. I've been here since 88, man. We don't have time for that, man.
There you go. Antonio's done.
Smart.
Done.
I agree with Antonio.
Hey, guys, he made some
good points. Once you burn us, that's it.
Made some good points.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
He did make some good points.
Yeah.
He did make some good points.
A little aggressive, but.
What?
It was the right type of aggression.
Whoa.
Okay, hold on.
Whoa.
No.
Minnesota's calling. You think they want to give a long-term bug?
Let's see.
And we'll take some more of your calls if you guys want to call in about Jimmy Butler. 305-567-0560. 15 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes of heat.
To heat it for you, 560 WQAM, and 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Shop online at HollywoodKia.com. You good, dude? You
I lost my key.
Like your key?
The key. I don't know what happened.
Like your key card to get in the building?
No.
Oh, your
key. The key to the actual key to the...
Do you want
to
go look for it?
No.
I can just take calls all day, dude. Yeah.
No.
We're
done.
Fix your camera, though.
A little scary.
Yeah, it is a little scary.
I take calls all day.
Why not?
Just nervous, dude.
Why are you nervous, dude?
That's not going to happen again. Marcos, I'm a little skittish right now, too.
Don't be skittish.
Based on
this?
Marla can get the f*** out of Miami, man.
Great points again, though. Valid points. It is a valid point.
I'm going to do the rest of the show like this if y'all going to play.
Let's hear from, if you guys have thoughts on Jimmy Butler, though, we have a lot of people who have thoughts on Jimmy Butler. 305-567-0560. Tristan, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
So, yeah, I was at Tobin. I was right there with you, man, when the season ended. To give Butler the extension, because I also had a feeling that something like this would have happened if he didn't get it. And I can't see him now getting any kind of long-term deal with the Heat. Yeah. I would like him to get paid, but just the relationship between the organization and him now, and the fact that it trickled into the players, because you can see it too on the floor. They are starting to click together.
Yep.
And that's a telltale sign that they move on past Jimmy. And the fact that, from what Teague had said on the show too, that he is messing up the turn of power that the players had over the league for almost like the past 5-6 years now. So he may not be seeing it that way, but this is what I'm seeing is happening. And a trade from Luka for AD was a telltale sign of that. Like, you guys aren't playing anymore. So
appreciate it, Tristan. Alex, what's going on, Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys? Before I talk about Jimmy, I work for Celsius. I heard you guys talking about Celsius earlier, so I'll pass by when I get some samples and I'll drop some off.
Whoa, dude. Yeah. Thank you, Tristan. Appreciate it, dude.
No, it's
Alex. Is this Alex?
By the way,
Alex, I appreciate it, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Playa, you can only get it at Walmart.
All right.
And,
yeah.
Can you tell Leroy it's not Retro Playa? Is the one in Target, so just FYI.
All right.
Good to know. Jimmy, I'm done with Jimmy. He overplayed his hand. I don't know what the agent was telling him. Maybe the agent doesn't even have control of Jimmy. I just think it's time to go, dude. This team is gelling, like everyone said. All he's going to do is be a cancer on this team. And it's going to be kind of awkward just to come back and what are you going to say? Let's go, guys. Nobody's going to follow you anymore. I mean, you overplayed your hand. And I think Riley messed up. When you're not going to give him an extension, you should have traded for a trade. And
I agree with that. I mean,
I think,
the hindsight's clear on that now, for sure.
But here's the problem. We all fell for what Jimmy was saying before the season.
That's the thing, is like you,
right.
Like we're not making. Look,
you can't believe anything that comes from the camp or him anymore because he's already right. said multiple times.
He played us all, man. He's like that girlfriend that played us all, dude. Like, sorry, dude. Like, you gotta go, man. Like, it's too much already. Just because he tells you, "Oh, I'm gonna play now and I want an extension," we'll talk. Like, no, dude. That time passed, dude. You had your chance and. It's over, man. And you can see that nobody wants Jimmy. I mean, nobody's going to be willing to give a guy that's going to turn 36 an extension, dude. Like, why are we going to – our team is so young that maybe we're ready to play for Anthony Edwards in a couple of years when he's a free agent in 2026. So I just think that Spo's been in that guy's ear in the Olympics, and I think that's the guy that he really wants is Anthony Edwards, in my opinion. But we'll see.
See you, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy. Adam, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? I think that it's actually better for the Heat, long-term and short-term, even if Jimmy Butler doesn't get traded, to just sit him at home and pay him to stay home. Because short-term, you can't expect these players to focus on winning when they also have to focus on making Jimmy happy. And that's what's going to happen if they were to welcome him back. They're going to be playing the game thinking about, did he get enough touches? Is he happy enough? Did he get the game-winning shot? Et cetera, et cetera. And you see what's happened in last year's playoffs. The refs are swallowing the whistle. They're not calling fouls easy. And that's Jimmy's whole game anyway.
Agreed.
So we're better off in the short term. But in the long term, what you're really doing is not showing stars that you're not taking care of stars. You're showing stars that you are taking care of the stars like Tyler Hero and Bam by not forcing them to play with a disgruntled older star like Jimmy Butler. And that's going to ring true to a lot of the guys like Anthony Edwards.
There you go. All right. Appreciate it, Adam. What do you think, Leroy?
Valid point. I just think here's where I soured on this whole thing. I believed what Jimmy was saying when the season started. That I'm not getting the contract. I got to deal with that. I'm going to go out and just ball. He said that during, but I also should have known when Jimmy showed up 1 minute before it was time to go that maybe something was up then. Right? Like when he came in last minute to the press conference.
That was definitely weird. Media day. Yeah, media day.
Because here's the deal. When you fly in a PJ, the schedule's set around you.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you be late with your own plane? Right? So from that standpoint, something should have been up. How he was picking and choosing when to play and when not to play. That means, he ain't.
Yeah, just, also maybe get back from Sweden a day early.
I'm just like, yeah, man. You know? So I think I'm more hurt.
How many moose do you
than I see? Am upset because I feel like I got had.
Meese. It's multiple mooses.
Minus one.
What?
Shut up.
It's a good one.
Good what?
Minus one.
Adam as well. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Giancarlo Parmigiano. Nice talking to y'all. In the matzo ball.
All right, get out of here. Terry, what's up, man?
Sound like he was from Buffalo.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You tell me.
Guys, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey.
All right, see ya.
This is the people that call because they all want to be you. They all want to make the funny.
Mr. Logical, what's up?
What?
Hello, Tobin, Leroy, Marcus, Chafig.
Hello.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler, you're dead to me.
Whoa!
That was good.
Jeez. Hey, he was very serious.
Straight to the point.
Wow.
That was Mr. Logical?
That was Mr. Logical, dude.
You're dead to me.
He had a very logical voice, though.
He did.
It was so calm. He did. 560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Carlos.
Hey, Carlos. What do you got to say, buddy?
Hey, Tubbs. Listen, man. Dude, honestly, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year that this was going to happen, I honestly wouldn't have believed you. I honestly didn't believe it until I saw the one-legged three. Once I saw that, I knew it was done. I was rassed off a shit from him from the beginning. The second he shot that one-legged three, I was done, dude. It was over. I told my homies, like, I was like, yo, he's gone. I don't care what he does next.
he needs to get out of here. Like, you do that in the first quarter of the game, that you come back after an illness and, like, a twisted ankle, and you're going to shoot a freaking one-legged three, bro. Get out of my face, man. Like, we don't need that here.
There you go.
Hey, we all had, wait, but here's what old dum-dum, and I'm talking to Tobin. Hmm? He goes, he practices that all the time. Like, really? Okay. Wait, that's what he said after okay. that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It was a Pels game.
So what? Nothing says I care less about basketball than a one-legged three.
That's fair.
Ugh. What are we doing?
Just trying to get that stink off me from that press conference. One more. Here we go. 560, what's up? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Jason from Port Lauderdale.
Go ahead, Jason. Make your point.
My point is, I believe Jimmy believes he's above criticism. When he was at Chicago and whatnot, it seemed like he had no problem until the playoffs, when the coach said, now he became James.
That was
Philly. He became a man. Oh, Philly? Sorry, I just knew that he got ran into the ground. But after that, he wanted a trade. Now he gets criticized here about his playing time. He wants a trade. He just feels like he's above criticism. Everybody says that he doesn't care about what people think about him, but obviously he cares when people talk about him. So that's why he doesn't want to be here unless he's getting paid the extension. That or he's hurt, and he knows that he only has a little bit of time left in the NBA, and he wants to make that bank.
Definitely think that that plays into it. I think that's been an undersold thing in all this, but doesn't excuse what he's done. Take a break. Appreciate everybody calling in. Thank you. Except for the couple of jerks. You guys can go to hell. We'll take a break, wrap things up on the other side. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Talk big t-shirt, Billy. If you guys want to go see Billy Currington and Kip Moore in concert with special guest Jade Eagleson at Meisner Park, be caller number 6 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 6 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to go see Billy Currington at Meisner Park in Boca at the end of June. This is a Live Nation show, but if you guys want to go, caller 6 will win those tickets to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore in concert with special guest Jade Eagleson at Meisner Park in Boca. I saw him there a couple of years ago. It was a good show. Good show. I like going to Meisner Park. Nice little amphitheater. Hang out in the grass.
Yeah.
Get some frozen daiquiris, you know.
Love me a good daiquiri.
Pink lemonade with the hat.
Yeah. That's what I did for Miranda Lambert.
But that was there?
No. That was at
the amphitheater?
That was at whatever the Palm Beach one's called now, I think. I think amphitheater.
So how big are these places where they're out on the grass like that? How many people are?
The I think is big. It's a really big, like, they got a whole section of seats, and then the grass goes way up high. Meisner's pretty small. Meisner's like a, I don't know what the, like, I'm bad at determining what it is, but it's almost.
Meisner, is that where you go, like, you walk through the town almost?
Yes. Back,
yeah, that's where Fonz did his thing for school.
Yep. Well, that's where that is. That's where that concert is.
That's a small venue.
It is a small venue, but it's a nice, it's a fun place to go see a show.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, and you always notice, because the people that don't want to pay, they just wait outside and peek through the,
yep,
and they try to block it off.
On the parking garage.
Or they try to block it off.
Yeah, you try. Oh.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry, I had it on. My bad.
Be a professional.
You can.
It says telemarketer. Should I pick it up? My move is usually playing Mike McDaniel stuff. Hold on, let's see. Hey, hello?
Hello, yes. Good afternoon, sir. My name is Jesus Perez, reaching on behalf of Xfinity. I had the pleasure of speaking with
you. Hmm.
Like, you call me. I always say, you call me. Shouldn't you know you call? You just rando dialing.
It's weird.
Who do I have the pleasure of talking to? Like, you should have asked him about Jimmy.
Should have asked him about Jimmy. You know what? I should have. Wild. Meanwhile, Super Bowl week, Chiefs, Eagles.
When are we going to get into props?
You can understand how this guy is unlikable, though, right? Like, look at him.
Listen.
You can understand.
You don't have to like everybody you come in contact with. Sometimes they just do a good job. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do things well with what you need. They're Eagles fans. Like, I got caught up in this in Cleveland. He has no personality.
Look at his
face. He doesn't
face.
Answer questions. They said that about Bill Belichick.
By the way, he looks very happy right now. I saw him on Rat McAfee.
Yeah!
And,
smiling!
I tell you what, that 22-year-old right. seems like he's got him real pleased.
So, yeah. Like, do I have to like the smug look on his face?
You have the riz, Bill.
Do
punting.
He looks like... Nick Sirianni looks like a guy who should be on the Pat McAfee show, right?
Who? Sirianni?
Yeah. Sirianni, yeah. Okay, that's fine. Is this team in the Super Bowl? Can I appreciate that? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think you got to have both? We don't like everybody we do business with, and just because we don't like them don't mean they don't do a good job. Get over it. You got to like everybody that does a good job? No. We hate some of the people that make the best movies.
Who?
There's been a few guys that have been canceled.
Well, deserved.
Okay, but that's fine. Does that mean that if they've been canceled, does that mean they didn't make good movies? Right?
I don't know. J-Fig, can you talk? I don't understand. You keep...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Oh, okay.
Just sounded like a haunted. Why is she living in a dungeon? Can we just talk about this for a second?
It's always something.
She was just
like,
there.
And all we need now is somebody to mysteriously write Red Realm on the wall behind her. And
just waiting for a
hand. We got
a
whole horror movie. Like, a hand, yes.
It's not going to work with you in that angle with that camera.
God,
that was very scary.
That was scary. God?
It was the loudest door creaking I've ever heard.
Loud, dude.
Right? It wasn't even a little one. It was
we thought it was a bit.
Scooby opened the door.
Scooby opened the door. Made that noise.
Is he a ghost?
Scooby opens doors. Yeah.
Ghost Scoob. At least my dogs are big. When they push open the door, they go, "Oh, who's that?"
We find out J-Fig's dungeon is haunted.
Oh, dude. I mean, like, this entire time we said the dungeon thing was supposed to be a bit, but how she has a haunted door.
Yes.
Like, what does it have, a knocker?
Enter Scooby.
Who goes there at J-Fig's lair?
Honestly, that's my outside door, yeah. It's my front door.
She has one of those long doorknobs.
Yeah.
I love those.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you need like a 72,000 square foot house to have one of those big things? Otherwise, it'd just annoy the hell out of everybody in the neighborhood.
Turn away.
I don't care.
I couldn't have one of those in my door.
Dade South says J-Fig has torches for lighting.
Yeah. Like she says, I gotta use the bathroom. I'll be right back.
You gotta go down a concrete staircase that spirals.
That's the whole mood, okay? I don't know what you guys are. This doesn't hurt me.
But what? I don't understand. You are so pale and you are into, like, yeah, it's crazy.
She vacations in Transylvania.
Clearly,
that's a cute movie.
It's Tennessee where they don't get, like, where you can drink all day. And I wasn't drunk in the hot tub when it's 20 degrees. Like, to get in a hot tub when it's 20 degrees outside, there needs to be a level of intoxication to even do that.
She doesn't go in a hot tub. She goes in a cauldron.
Where they go, what's cooking, J-Fig? Rabbit.
I have Newt.
Yeah, the Eye of Newt. I need three cloves.
That was terrifying. Can we get that door? Is that possible? I want to hear that tomorrow.
Dude, that was the... I mean, for a dog that weighs 7 pounds, that door sounded so big.
That dog can definitely levitate. Like, that dog, that dog has the spirit of
Scooby
ancestors in it.
Scooby just floats by. He's got, unless he got power, he has power like an ant.
I've always thought looking at Scooby.
Look at him. Yeah, look at him.
I've always thought looking at Scooby, he's got the wisdom of ancestors in him.
Yeah. Look, he almost looks like the dog on my hat. Look, it looks like Scooby.
Why are you making fun of Scooby, look, man? He is a wolf.
What? A teacup wolf?
All right, everybody. That's our show. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
The best way out waking up is Folgers in your cup.
We got to get on to ice hockey. Carter Verhage. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, what a show pony.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Marla can get the f*** out of Miami, man.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.